On the Campaign Trail, Guide Dogs in the Media. The approximate length of this recording is 6 minutes. On the Campaign Trail. On the trail to stop access refusals. The campaigns team has been speaking to politicians at many of the major party political conferences all over the UK this autumn about how we can tackle guide dog access refusals and make our streets more accessible. An access refusal is when a guide or other assistance dog owner is denied a service or entry to a business or other place where the public is usually welcomed because of their dog. Joined by volunteers, we created opportunities to talk to hundreds of members of Parliament, members of the Scottish Parliament, members of the Welsh Senedd and Northern Ireland Assembly members, as well as local councillors and many others about how they can help. At the Labour and Conservative Party conferences, the team held an interactive open doors quiz on access refusals. The questions and answers illustrated how distressing and frustrating refusals are, as well as highlighting the most common types of refusals. Staff and volunteer guide dog owners spoke about the refusals they had experienced and the impact of these on their lives, as well as the importance of tackling refusals. Minicab and taxi drivers continued to be one of the most common sources of refusals, despite it being a criminal offence to turn away a working assistance dog unless the driver has a valid medical exemption certificate. Guide Dogs is calling for compulsory disability equality training for all minicab and taxi drivers as part of the licensing process to help prevent refusals from happening. Drivers would learn about the essential role guide and other assistance dogs play and the legal rights of their owners, as well as how they can best assist disabled passengers. The team were especially grateful to the volunteers who joined us across the conferences to share their experiences and make sure these issues are at the top of the agenda for politicians all over the UK. Included here is a photograph of Lillian Greenwood MP holding a sign reading "I am supporting guide dogs" with guide dog owner Penny and her yellow Labrador guide dog Questa. Photography by Gus Campbell. Guide Dogs launches Designing for Inclusion report. In the last edition of Forward, we mentioned that Guide Dogs has partnered with University College London, or UCL, on new research to better understand the accessibility challenges of certain bus stop designs and pavements for vision-impaired and other disabled people. The research is now complete, and the report, including Guide Dogs' recommendations outlining what action needs to be taken, can be found at www.tinyurl.com/designingforinclusion.
Guide Dogs in the Media. Look what Taylor made us do. In August, we gave a litter of 11 guide dog pups special names inspired by Taylor Swift songs and lyrics, celebrating the return of the pop star's record-breaking Eras Tour to the UK and encouraging Swifties to volunteer for us. Our adorable pictures of pups Betty, August, Inez, Marjorie, Clara, Tim, Peter, Archer, Red, James and London appeared in multiple print and online titles, including The Daily Express, The Daily Star, The Scotsman and The Evening Standard, as well as in the Daily Mirror's live coverage of Taylor's concerts at Wembley Stadium in London. Included here are two photographs. The first is a close-up of one of the very small guide dog puppies from the Taylor Swift litter, being held by someone who is wearing guide dogs-themed friendship bracelets. The second is of all 11 puppies on the grass with their yellow Labrador mum Sandy and their black Labrador grandma Whisper. Guide dog pups are in our good books. We hosted a special reading session at the iconic British Library in London, where some of our young service users read to guide dogs in training. We released adorable photos of the reading session alongside new research, which found just 60% of children with sight loss said they enjoyed reading, compared to 78% of sighted children. Some 72% of the children we surveyed agreed that reading to a dog would help their confidence, so we happily obliged. The children read books made by Custom Eyes, our service producing tailor-made tomes adapted for each child's eye condition. photos of the session featured in the Evening Standard's Best Pictures of the Day from Around the World section, on BBC News Online, in children's weekly publications The Week Junior and First News, and in regional titles The Yorkshire Post and The Plymouth Herald. Included here is a photograph of a young girl lying on a beanbag, reading to a German Shepherd guide dog puppy in training, inside the British Library. Life's a beach if you follow our canine tips. With the annual reopening of the UK's beaches to dogs on the 1st of October, we issued advice to the public on how to keep their four-legged friends safe on coastal adventures. Alongside top tips from our veterinary surgeon, Dr. Caroline Galton, B Vet Med Honours, we included eye-catching photos of guide dog puppies playing on West Wittering Beach in West Sussex, which featured in The Times and The Evening Standard's Best Pictures of the Day from Around the World section. Included here is a photograph of two Labrador guide dog puppies running along West Wittering Beach on a sunny day.